This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live to the fight.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Anthony Cumia, syndicated radio host, the head of Compound Media. He's going to be taking over in just a few minutes, but I wanted to play these clips because I didn't get to it during my 3 hours, and I just have to get to this. Bernie Sanders, white people don't know what it's like to be poor, and I did my honeymoon in the 70s when you had to be a KGB operative to go to Russia. I got married in Russia to go see what it's really like to stand in line for maybe a week to get some sausages or something. And I'm on record when I go to the store and I go, you don't need 30 types of deodorant. You don't need, well, I guess, you know, under Soviet stuff, you never got strawberries. But the point is, I mean, that's the guy is a whack job. I bankrupt colleges. I drive $200,000 or $300,000 cars. I got 5 houses. One of them's $2 million. What? You need to give me your money. So he shows up at these anti-gun deals with a bunch of other Democrats with armed guards around him. That's how it is in the Soviet Union. I'm an important person. I get to have armed guards. You don't, little people. Little people don't know what it's like to be able to be defended. He just does this like he's Moses. He's like the Messiah. Look, Sanders. I got little gray hair. Means I'm smart. So here it is. Here it is. I want to thank young people for having courage to do what Congress is not doing. But let's show it with the armed guards. For radio listeners, I'll have to tell you about it, but here's the video.
President, I want to thank the young people throughout this country who have the courage to do what the United States Congress is not doing, and that is to lead us forward in a way to lower the slaughter that we are seeing from coast
to coast. Okay, so let's stop right there. Now let's go to the next one. That's him in the Senate. Here's Bernie. We need to end the so-called gun show loophole. That's private sales. You know, like you can give your son a gun, or when you die, you know, I guess your wife can't have them. Calls for ending sale of assault-style weapons, all semi-autos. But look closely in the shot. Here it is.
We have got to end the so-called gun show loophole.
We're going to get these damn Americans guns and teach them.
That means that people should not be able to buy weapons without going through a background check. And in my view, among many other things, we have got to understand that assault-style weapons, military weapons, are designed for one thing, and that is to kill people. The sale and distribution of those types of military. I am absolutely delighted and proud that you are here today. What you are doing is of national significance. You're leading this country in the right direction. Thank you all.
Again, there's the video. There's several of them, but there he is. From different video shots, he had at least 6 police officers with guns around him, semi-automatics that he wants banned. And then, of course, Eminem, you know, we'll play this next clip, it says the NRA's bad, and the people introducing say this, but he's got a conviction for pistol whipping somebody with an illegal gun. Too dumb to even go out and get, in his state, the license, and most states don't even have a license. So to talk about a moron, here's Eminem.
And never know what's going. Sometimes I don't know what this world has come to. It's blowing up. This whole country is going nuts. And NRA is NRA, they're responsible for this whole production. They hold the strings to control the puppets.
They control the strings, control the puppets. Yeah, people being having guns is being not puppets. I'm going to pistol whip you. I got a gun conviction. Because I'm a criminal. I want you to not have a gun so I can have my way with you. Because I got a small brain. And I'm a fake punk thug. And I'm the dumbest person in the whole world. He ain't going down with you. come. I mean, he's a bunch of, give me your guns, give me your guns, or I'll have him pistol whip you. I got armed guns, but you don't. Eminem's a complete moron. The word is he's got like a 70 IQ. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much. Much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Anthony Cumia here. The honor of being in at InfoWars.com. I was literally just wiping tears from my eyes from watching Alex doing his Eminem. It was hilarious. Who doesn't love Alex Jones? I read things on social media on a daily basis. I get all kinds of crap. What are you doing on InfoWars, Anthony? What are you doing? Alex Jones says that Martians are coming. It's like, oh my God, you've obviously never even watched the man. Just damn entertaining, man. I'm crying. The impression, yeah, Alex has to take that on the road. His Eminem impression. Welcome. And again, I thank the fine people at InfoWars for having me on. Alex hit on it right at the end of the show right there. The gun issue, all the students, the anti-Second Amendment people, the people like Bernie, his Bernie impression was killing me too. Getting out there and saying that, oh boy, we need all the law-abiding gun owners, all those people that own guns, hundreds of millions of people, and hundreds of millions of guns. And we need them to, we need to write new laws for them. You know, the people that haven't done anything wrong except, legally own guns and exercise their Second Amendment right. Those are the people that we really have to, take guns away from. The actual problems that we have, which, I mean, anybody with an ounce of common sense over the past few decades has seen why we have issues like we do in this country today. The gun issue just being one of them. But we could see it. This has been gearing up for so long. I have called it, I don't know, I don't think this is a little too much for the air. The pussification of America. I think that's a big thing. Men, boy, young men not being allowed to actually be men, being emasculated by feminism and the politically correct. These are all things that have contributed to so many of the problems we have in this country today. And again, they just want to just snatch away our rights. The Second Amendment is a great instance of this because it's so easy. It's an actual mechanism. It's a thing. You have to have a thing. It's not a pursuit of happiness. It's not the freedom of speech where just speaking is your right. You need an actual mechanism, a gun. So when you make the focus on taking that away, it sounds like you're just taking away a machine, an object. And it's so much easier to do that than it is to take away some other ideology that makes up a right. So you take the gun away and people go, what? We're just, you know, limiting the guns. It's a thing. No, you're taking away a right that is just as important and inalienable to us as Americans as the freedom of speech, as the freedom to not have people bash your door in and go through your belongings. But like I said, when it's an actual mechanism, a thing, a tangible object, it makes it so much easier for these people to try to take it away from you. We saw the schools had their day, walkout day. I remember these things when I was in school, not for this. I remember we walked out because we wanted smoking in schools. We wanted to be able to smoke in the schools. So we said, we're walking out. And we walked out. We sat on the front lawn of the school and we all lit up our cigarettes. Real cool. All right, look, I know I'm no kid here. But I hear some of you out there going, what was playing? Ba 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 bang a dang dang a ding a dong. No, it wasn't that long ago. But I believe maybe Molly Hatchet and Charlie Daniels were playing. But we were out there on the lawn and we're smoking our cigarettes and we're sitting around and we're going, yeah, man, we're gonna show the teachers and the principal, man, we're not going back in there until we get to smoke on campus. Well, the principal comes out. He's got a little bullhorn.
Anybody who isn't back in the school in 3 minutes is suspended. Your grades for this, you're going to go down a grade. And
and all of these, whoa, we're going to fight the math. We're like, all right, we better get back in. I think social studies is starting. We weren't treated like precious little snowflakes by the administration that we went to when I went to school. And I hate sounding like that, but I guess that's why you always sound like, why you? Get off my lawn, you damn kids. But we've gotten to this point where everything a young person says is this gold nugget of knowledge. Everything a young person says is to be taken at 100% face value for being brilliant and amazing, and we must listen. Sometimes kids are just uninformed dopes. I'm not saying that's the instance here. I'm not picking any specific cause that they've rallied behind. I'm just saying, in my life experience, I have taken note that kids are usually stupid. I don't mean uneducated. You know, you could go to school, you could crack a book, you could learn, you could get good grades. But there is something that only life experience brings you that I am not seeing in the young people that are being hailed as heroic for going out and speaking. I mean, some of them are very articulate. Some of them have valid points. But every single young person that goes out and holds up a sign is not, you know, an Alvin Einstein. Yes, I did say Alvin. It's part of the joke. But the media just gets on them and hails every one of them is brilliant, brilliant. And they just don't have life experience. And that's why for decades we have heard this. Decades of demonstrations and protests and high schools and college campus students getting out there and fighting the powers that be. This gets brought up every single time. Well, you watch out because these are the people that are going to be voting in a few years. And it never really comes to fruition that this giant change happens because these young people grew up and now they're voting. You know why? because they had a little bit more life experience and realized it was crap what they were saying most of the time. Utter and complete nonsense. They went out, they left school, they got jobs, they looked at their paycheck and went, what? I remember I was protesting to give more of the workers' money away to the government so they could help people. And I was supposed to be the guy that starts voting and changes everything. And then they get their paycheck and go, hey, screw that. They're taking all my, I worked 40 hours and they're taking all my money. That's what happens. They don't grow up and remain the same naive little tykes that they were when they were protesting. They grow up and realize a lot of what I said was utter nonsense. And I have been educated by the school of life. And and it has changed my opinion. And that's who I am now when I vote and maybe even run for office. So we'll just see this happen over and over and over again here in this country. Be back in a moment. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Yes. Welcome back. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com. My goodness. Hollywood. The petri dish on the West Coast that is Hollywood. Boy, the glamour just kind of gone off of that. The Tinseltown shine that was once the amazing Hollywood. Here she comes, the lovely Greta Garbo. At the premiere of our new motion pictures here at Grauman's Chinese Theater. Remember the old glamour of Hollywood, the perception we had that it was just made up of these amazing people. Tinseltown, they called it, because it was so glittery, sparkly. We didn't know anything about the actors and actresses. We didn't want to know anything about the actors and actresses. They'd occasionally do talk shows or award shows. We all watch the Oscars, and it just doesn't have that sheen on it that it used to. That those people were just amazing. They were just amazing put up on pedestals. Put up on pedestals. They were special. They were better than us. We could say it, people. Back in those days, watching Chuck Heston walking up to a podium, I'd like to present the next award for best actor. You're like, that guy's better than me. And then with the advent of social media and the never-ending cry for attention that these attention whores have in Hollywood, they started spouting their ideology and their beliefs to us. It wasn't good enough that they were on our motion picture screens. When we'd go to the movie house to see the latest movie by Robert Taylor. That was even before my time. But, they were up there. They were on our TV screens. They were in our entertainment magazines. And that just wasn't enough for them. We didn't know this. There wasn't any other outlet years ago when we didn't know about these actors and actresses. All we knew was what they wanted us to know, what their publicist or the studios would want us to know about them. So we didn't really know. And then social media, this thing comes out where everyone with any harebrained idea or ridiculous ideology or whatever it is can now tell the world what they think. And Hollywood was no exception. The celebrities got on there and just started, here's what I think. Here's how you should live your life, people. And we looked and we read and we watched videos and we said, wow, what a bunch of jerks. What a bunch of idiots. They're not special anymore. They're not better than us, are they? And since then, the Hollywood, the amazing glitter of Tinseltown has just been reduced to a petri dish that is with a bacteria culture in it. That's pretty much what Hollywood is now. A bacteria culture festering in a petri dish. There they are. The amazing stars of yesteryear, ladies and gentlemen, making our way down the red carpet. for a new motion picture. It's Marilyn Monroe. Let's give her a big hand. Here she is. Rumors have it, she's good friends with the Kennedys. what happened? There's the yesteryear actresses and the modern day. It's just a catastrophe. Well, but I digress. We all saw the Academy Awards. We saw Frances McDormand. Frances McDormand, she won an award for three billboards outside of blotty, blotty, blah. And during her speech, she goes, I give you two words, ladies and gentlemen. Inclusion rider. And the people in the audience are like, woo! And everyone at home went, huh? What? You say inclusion rider, people go, huh? What? You say shark, we got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July. Inclusion rider, no one knew what it was. Huh? What? So we learned what it was. Simply put, it's a stipulation that actors and actresses can ask or demand, I demand of you, to have inserted into their contracts, which would require a certain level of diversity among the film's cast and crew. So the act, let me put this straight. The talking puppet head, the puppet head that recites the words that are written for them in front of a camera that's run by other people, on a set that's decorated by other people, on an entire production that's paid for by other people, can demand who they want running the equipment and the rest of the surrounding cast around them. How pompous is this? Wouldn't you, if you're putting millions and millions of dollars into a motion picture, into a project, or, you know, think about it, anything that you do, you're taking your money and you're putting it in, you want the best possible result from your investment. Do you want someone coming up to you and telling you who should be doing the job, by the way, based on nothing but their ethnic, sexual, or religious preferences? I'll tell you what I would say. Oops, can't say it here. It's a dirty word. Starts with F, ends with U. Because that's what I'd say if I got an inclusion rider by a talking puppet that told me I should staff my production, my investment, with people that they think are the right people for the job. Screw a resume. Screw the fact that there are people that have a vast experience in doing the job properly and correctly. We have seen motion pictures over the course of a century in this country, over a century, that have been deemed brilliant, genius, classic productions, because the person putting the production together knew through experience who to put in the various jobs based on nothing but their expertise at that job. But now we have something called an inclusion rider, which Frances McDormand put out, and it was received with the accolades by the Hollywood community that she, nothing but another employee on somebody else's set, she says that people have to adhere to what the talking puppet says and hire based on nothing but race, religion, or sex. It's a catastrophe out there. It's a catastrophe. Thank God for places like InfoWars.com and Compound Media. Be back in a moment.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
They did a bad, bad thing.
Thank you. Hey, introducing Myco ZX Plus from InfoWars Life. Introductory price of $27.48. That's 50% off with all the dangerous toxins and new sources of food and drinks that come out to the world. It's becoming more important to make sure your gut is in check. That's why our team of dedicated scientists work hard to create a new and advanced formula to build upon your gut health MycoZX Plus. MycoZX Plus is a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. Ugh. Made from wild-crafted and organically certified herbs, MycoZX Plus is formulated for maximum effectiveness. MycoZX Plus contains incredible ingredients in one powerful supplement that supports healthy microbial balance in the body. Made with specifically selected ingredients that focus on intestinal yeast. My goodness, all the stuff going on inside us. Supports a healthy digestive tract, addresses internal yeast, and our formula is fueled by unique ingredients that power up its potential, including grapefruit seed extract, a super potent antitoxin, antioxidant. That's what it is. It looked like antitoxin. It could be. Oh, Paw D'Arco bark. Paw D'Arco bark. I knew him back in Cincinnati. Paw D'Arco bark, known to possess micro-balancing properties. Grape seed extract, a marked activity on yeast and high antioxidant potential. Garlic bulb. Don't put those in your lamps. Oof. Well-known preservative agent in food. And organic moringa leaf. Yes, traditionally used as an internal microbe cleanse. And even more. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco. What is that? Myco. Yeah. Myco ZX Plus. Now, from InfoWars Store. Wow. A lot of words. That's a lot of words. But it sounds like it helps out your, what? Your intestines. Good. Good. I need help. I watch the news. All of a sudden, they're tied knots. They're tied in knots, my people. You think I'm done with Hollywood? No. Not at all. Finally, we have heard every time a celebrity is talking about Trump and an election comes up or Trump does something, you hear these celebrities go, I'm out of here. I'm moving. What's the list? Whoopi Goldberg, Barbara Streisand, Rosie O'Donnell, a rotund woman from Girls. Yeah, all of them. They all say they're bugging out. They're leaving the U.S. And they never leave. We're still just saddled with them for years and years and years. Well, thank goodness Matt Damon. Matt Damon is stepping up. Good for you. I salute Matt Damon. Now get the hell out. He's moving to Australia. Matt Damon. Look, it's Matt Damon. He's going down under, as they say. Moving his family to Australia because of Donald Trump. Yes. Matt Damon moving to Australia. Damon, 47, reportedly has purchased property in Byron Bay, New South Wales, according to Sydney's Sunday Telegraph. The home next door to a place owned by Chris Hemsworth. So I guess this is like the, what is this, the Beverly Hills of Australia? Huh? Australian Beverly Hillbillies, eh? Listen to a story about a man named Jed, poor Matt Nair. I don't know. I'll pitch that at next Comedy Central meeting. Damon is telling his friends and colleagues in Hollywood that he's moving his family to Australia because the activist actor disagrees with Trump's policies. One of Trump's biggest campaigning points was immigration and the wall, right? The wall and immigration. Australia pretty much has no immigration. You literally have to be Matt Damon to move to Australia. Australia goes, who wants to get in? Who's this guy? Nah. I say, nay. Nay. We're not letting him in. And then Matt Damon's like, hey, I'm Matt Damon. I'm a multi-gazillionaire. I'm an actor. I will help your country with image and tourism, maybe. Maybe I'll film a movie here. That'd be nice. Ah, Matt Damon? Sure, let him in. I've been the gate. Let him in. and Matt Damon moves to Australia. But if he doesn't like Trump, boy, why is he moving to a country that does not allow people to just waltz in, waltzing Matilda, doesn't allow them to waltz in and set up camp as Australians? They don't allow it. First of all, they exile you to an island, some smaller island, and then they try to get other countries to take you. Obama agreed to take a bunch of Australian illegal immigrants. And then when Trump got into office, he goes, yeah, no, we don't want him. And they're like, but Obama agreed to it. Obama agreed. 2 days ago, I saw a rig that'll haul those illegals. You want to get out of here? Talk to me. Road Warrior, anyone? Great, great movie. Like, they throw people out. And as far as a wall goes, let me fill you in on something. As far as a wall goes, it's called the Pacific Ocean. The only reason Australia doesn't have a wall is because it's called the Great Barrier Reef. That's Australia's wall. So they have no immigration and a giant natural moat full of sharks. Full of glass-like coral and sharks and vast expanses of ocean that keep people off of their beloved island, nation, continent. So that's where Matt Damon wants to go because he doesn't agree with Trump's policies of, look, maybe we'll keep some... We want to build a wall here, but not on the North border. Don't worry. You don't like any of those policies, but I'll move to a place where they literally exile illegals to an island and then just try to throw them somewhere else. And their wall is a natural barrier no one could possibly penetrate. So, Matt, God bless. Good job. Get the hell out. No way out. No way. Look at this. The Australian government has introduced the toughest border protection measures ever, ever. And again, that natural barrier is just unbelievable. We hear about it a lot when people say, well, Australia, as far as guns go, they got rid of all the guns. They had a buyback program. They bought all the guns back and they haven't had a mass shooting in blah, 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 blah. Again, they don't have borders that are easily crossed by smugglers. It's not 1650 where someone could come up with a sailing ship full of spice. We have two gigantic borders, one of which to the north is full of the bunch of politically correct sissies, I say. Pardon me. I've met some nice Canadians, but for the most part, Jesus, relax. We know what we're doing down here. And Mexico, where drugs and guns and Mexicans and everything else flies across the border. So I don't think it would work for us quite as well. I think the proverbial bad guys would still be getting their hands on guns. Australia, Matt Damon in Australia with the most amazing border wall ever, the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, his family probably will be very safe there because the Australian government, as far as immigration knows, exactly what they're doing. Be back in moments. Don't you leave. Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Welcome. Welcome back. Thank you, of course, to Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, for allowing me, Anthony Cumia, on their waves again. Love it. Love doing the show. We touched on this a little earlier in the show here. The kids and they had their walkout. They had their big school walkout. And some were arguing they should do because the left is hilarious when they demonstrate, when they have their protests and stuff. It's so ragged and all over the place. They never seem to be able to focus on any one thing. It's like, oh, we're going to protest school shootings. And then there's, you know, transgender for equal toilets. And this is, you look at the signs, you're like, what the hell? Just a big conglomeration of of idiocy. And they just can't focus on any one thing. So the walkout, of course, turned into something that people wanted to call the walk up. They were saying, hey, if we walk up to these people, these loners in the schools, the people that are bullied and whatnot, and hang out with them and talk to them and get to know them, maybe they won't decide to shoot a school up. And you know, they won't feel so alienated from the cool kids, So they decided to do this walk-up thing. So I was looking at some of the coverage on that, and I saw a picture that was quite telling. One school decided they gave every kid 17 Post-it notes to represent the 17 people killed in the school in Florida. And what they would do is write something nice about somebody on it and then stick the Post-it note on their locker. Sounds nice and pleasant. You know, a nice thing. You go to your locker and you're like, oh, look, somebody likes me. And I saw a picture of this, and it showed a bunch of the lockers, a line of lockers and the Post-it notes on it. And the first thing I thought was to count the amount of Post-it notes on each of the lockers. Some had upwards of 20. Others had 2. And all I could think was the person with 2 was going to feel resentment and feel alienated and maybe want to shoot the person with 20. And by the way, years ago when this came up, when it was called Valentine's Day, because that's pretty much what this is. You'd sit in the class. I remember this again. Kids, let me tiptoe down memory lane with you again. When I was in school, Valentine's Day would roll around. We'd all sit in our respective desks, and girls and guys would hand Valentine cards to someone they liked or thought was pretty or whatever. And some kids had a stack of Valentines. The pretty girl, the popular boys, they'd all have stacks. And then the other people, some of the other people, would have a normal amount that you would think, I brought 5 and I got 5. Wow, this is kind of nice. And then there was the kid that got none Valentines. He was called the weirdo. The weirdo got none. And he would probably end up being one of the guys that would have shot up a school. But more likely than that, all that happened was people learned that there is no such thing really as total equality, especially when it comes to somebody's subjective opinion of who they like, who they don't, who they want to be with and around, who they find attractive. All of these things come into play when you're a child handing out a Valentine's Day card. And this is the way it was for years and years and years. You learn something called rejection, which, oh my goodness, if you don't learn about rejection very early in life, you are in for a very big disappointment when you get a little older, because most of life consists of disappointment. So you learn about disappointment. And then somebody got the bright idea a few decades ago that Valentine's Day is a terrible, terrible thing, and that we should do away with the ability for kids to come and give out Valentines to their people they want to give Valentines to. So everyone got one or no one got one. And this has been the battle cry for decades now. And it just makes kids vulnerable to losing their minds when they don't get what they want. And what we see happening with this walk-up, when they post things on the lockers, is the same thing. But they've been trained to not be able to deal with stuff like this. See, these are the same kids that don't get Valentines anymore, or they get the same Valentine everyone gets. They're not allowed to have parties. They're not allowed to hang out with a group that's considered bullying. if you just hang out with a group of people that you want to hang out with. So when you put stickers on the locker, it sounds like a good idea, but these kids have been raised in a way that they're not ready to walk up to their 3-sticker locker when the locker next to it has 20 stickers on it. There you go. There, look at the poor bastard with 3. And then there's other ones. And you know, look, some things change and change and change over the course of the years. Others don't. Kids are cruel little sons of bees. And the kid with the 3 is going to feel bad. And like I said, without the ability to deal with it, with having faced disappointment, he's going to lose his mind. So while this might have been a noble thought, I think it's going to fail miserably when it comes down to somebody cracking open their 2 or 3 sticker locker. I don't even think I went to my locker. I would have been a 3-sticker locker guy. I was the guy that was just trying to make it through. I didn't care about friends or popularity or who I was hanging. I had my friends outside of school, but I was not known in school. I don't think I ever went to a class picture. I don't think there's a class picture that exists of me past maybe 6th grade, because I didn't feel like I fit in with anybody, and I didn't really want to. But I saw what happened. There were the popular kids and the kids that weren't popular. And that's just the way kids think. And it's part of a human, it's ingrained in your DNA. It's instinctual. It's some kind of breeding mechanism. But there are always going to be kids that don't get 20 stickers on their lockers. And they're going to feel kind of bad about it, I think. Another thing was that we're insane about these days is the unwanted kiss on American Idol. This was great. I guess Katy Perry kissed a young gentleman. He was probably 19 years old, I guess, a guitar player and singer. And he talked about how he had never been kissed before. So she was going to kiss him on the he was going to kiss her on the cheek. And she turned her head and kissed them smack on the lips. And, you know, any other time in history, this would have been nothing. You'd have just been like, oh, okay, whatever. Well, it's a big thing now, and Katie seems to be in trouble. Because this boy was saving his first kiss for a wonderful moment later in life. Like when he finally actually fell in love with somebody, I guess. He's 19 and never been kissed. We have a word for that. Look, whatever his beliefs are, it's fantastic. But this never would have been anything. And now it's harassment. Katy Perry kisses a 19-year-old, and it's harassment. That's where we're residing these days. That's the United States of America that we're living in 2018. Everything's harassment. Everything's a problem. Everything needs to be addressed. No one would have, you know, let's say Greta Garbo would have kissed a man on the lips in front of Grammys Chinese Theater. There's a lucky young fan. That's what it would have been back in the day. But now everything is harassment, and it's changing the dynamic of how we deal with each other sexually and socially. Thank you so much. Infowars.com, Alex Jones. I'm Anthony Cumia at CompoundMedia.com. That's me. See you next time.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
I'm so excited. The new